have to swear to free themselves, for loy misham, and they don't have to pay. To have it like mochlecho, that's considered like I'll be mochle to you, I'll free you from paying me. It's not a question you're going to have to give away the money. You have to swear not to free yourself. So you see, even in the case of mochlecho, still there is a machlekes, whether you could retract or not. So chur, this is not like Rava. So Mar says, Lord, that's not the pshat over here. I tell you, b'yoysen anishboyin v'noitlin. We're talking about here the cases where they swear and they free themselves. That's what we're talking about over here. B'yoysen anishboyin, they swear v'noitlin, and they take money. To heaven they ketan l'chor. Here it's a question that they take money, so it's a question, well, do you have to give the money or not? So that's why here it's a machlokes. But maybe by machlokes, could be everybody agrees you can't retract. So Mar says, no. But Tony Laresha, we weren't in the Resha like this, but Tony Laresha, the Nishboyin Venoitlin. Smara says, Tona, learn like this. Tona Badas Acherim, but Tona, Tona Badas Atzmoy. Those are the two cases of the Resha in the Sefer. Rashi says, Tona Badas Acherim means Abo Vyavicha. Badas Atzmoy means Shachaveroi Baldin. That's the two cases over here. One case is where I accept whatever your father says, and the other case is I accept whatever the other Baldin himself says. Or Srich, I need both cases. The Tana, if we only say the case of the Mishnah, of Tola Badas Acherim, we're accepting upon yourself whatever the other one's father would say, what your father would say. Maybe B'chok Kamer Rabbi Meir. Over here Rabbi Meir says, the Motzi Hodebe, you have a right to retract. Mishum Delei Gomar Umatnei. Because the person is not really Gomar Umatnei to give away the money. You don't really mean to give away the money. The Yom, of course, you say, Mi Yema De Mezakeli. Who says that he's going to say, that your zacha, you deserve the money. So therefore, there's never really a gemira's das. That's why you could retract. Avu toilem b'das atzmai. But when you rely upon what you yourself say, what the Baal Din himself says, if so, ema moivle the rabbanon. Maybe then he would agree to the rabbanon that you can't retract. In other words, the case of a shvua is where I said I'll accept your shvua chutz from bezdin. So you yourself spoke out clearly that you said you're going to accept this shvua. That's called Tehillah B'das Atzmoy. So since you yourself accept it, maybe that's better. Maybe here you can't retract anymore. So I need a Chiddush and Rameya knows, still you could retract. And V'yashmina B'ho, but only hear the case over here, in the case by Tehillah B'das Atzmoy, I would say maybe B'ho Kami Rabbanon. Let me hear the Rabbanon say it. Abu Bahi in the first case, Eima Moidle Le Rabbanon. Maybe over there they agree to the Rabbanon. Eima Moidle Rabbanon Le Rabbi Meya. Maybe the Rabbanon agree to Rabbi Meya that you could retract. Therefore, Tzricha, that's why these are machlokes, Rabbi Meir and the Rabbanon in both cases. Where you tola b'das acherim, the question is, do you accept upon yourself the father to be the dayan? So do you really need to be machayiv yourself right now? Or else the other svar is that no, since you tola in somebody else's das, you don't need to be machayiv yourself. But in the case where you yourself are saying, I'll free you from a shvua, there you really mean it. So we need the machlokes in both cases. Now, Omer Rashlaka, Rashlaka says, Machlokes lefnei gemadin. Machlokes is only before the gemadin. That's where the machlokes is. Avol yachad gemadin. After they have the gemadin, then divrei hakol en yochel achzavoy. Like once whoever you accepted to be your dayanim, once they put out the gemadin, then you can't be chayzer anymore. That's it. You accepted them. Reb Yechon Amar no. Liyachad gemadin machlokes. Oh, machlokes is only after the gemadin. That's where the machlokes is. Even so, still Rabbi Meir says, you have a right to be chayza. Before you pay up the money, you have a right to be chayza. Now, we boil up a question like this. The yachad gemar din machlekes, the machlekes only liyachar, is the machlekes only liyachad gemar din machlekes. Avol lefnei gemar din, divri hakul yochel aftaboy. Do you mean to say that before the gemar din, everybody holds you could be chayza? Or dilma maybe no, the rabbanon hold, bein mezu machlekes. The rabbanon hold, even before the gemar din, also you can't be chayza. Maybe the machlokes is in both places. Whether Bezdin paskin yet or whether they didn't paskin yet, still the Rabbanon hold you cannot be chayzer. You accepted upon them what they're going to say. And Rabbi Meir holds no. The person really did not mean it. He only said it, but he did not really mean it. So Toshima. The Yomar Rabba says, Kibbul olav karev. If somebody accepted upon himself to believe a karev, or a puzzle, or you accepted upon yourself a dying, that's puzzle. So lefnei gemadin, before the gemadin, yochel achzavoy, you could retract. But the yachad gemadin and yochel achzavoy, says such a chiluk between before gemadin or after gemadin. So it's like this: iyarmut vishleim liyachad gemadin machlekes. Oh, machlekes only liyachad gemadin. Abel of Negema, din divri hakol yochol achse boi. So now tell you, Rabbi the Yomik Reb Yechanan. It's good that Rabbi goes like Reb Yechanan. There's such a shita like that. That lefnei gemar din, you could be chayzer. And liyacha gemar din, you can't be chayzer. The alibu the rabbonin, that's the rabbonin shita. But el yamrit, if you're going to tell me, el yamrit, bein mezu machlekes, so the machlekes is both places, where the gemar din, or liyacha gemar din, the rabbonin say in both places, you can't be chayzer. And Rabbi Meir holds in both places, you could be chayzer. So then Rabbi the yamrit keman, who is Rabbi going like? That Rabbi says before the gemar din, you could be chayzer. And after the Gemara, then you can't be Chayzer. Who is Rabbi going like? And the law of Shemamina here, it should be a proof that Liyacha Gemara Din Machlekes. The Machlekes is Liyacha Gemara Din. Shemamina, here's a good proof. That's where the Machlekes is. Liyacha Gemara Din, that's where the Machlekes is. But before Gemara Din, everybody agrees you could be a Chayzer. Therefore, Rabbi comes out good according to the Rabbonin. All right, turn over. Sholach Le Rav Nachman Bar Rav Le Rav Nachman Bar Rav Yaakov. Yilamdeinu Rabbeinu, he once taught us that lefnei gemar din machlokes. How did you teach us? Oliyachah gemar din machlokes. How did you learn the machlokes? Did they argue before the gemar din or after the gemar din? And v'lochah k'divrei mi, who do we paskin like? Like Rabbi Meir that you could retract, or like the Rabbanan that you can't retract? Shalach Lei sent back to him like this. Liyachah gemar din machlokes. The other machlokes is liyachah gemar din. And v'lochah k'divrei chachamim, we paskin let the chachamim that you can't retract. So it comes out that after the Gemara Din, you can't retract. But before the Gemara Din, there's no machlekes. Everybody agrees before the Gemara Din, you could retract. Rav Ashi says, no. Hochi Sholach Lei. This is the question they asked. Where's the machlekes? V'yetin l'cho machlekes. Is the machlekes only in a case where the leiva, the one that says, I'll have to pay the money, where he says it could retract or not, that's the machlekes. Oy, b'machlecho machlekes. And maybe no, there's even a machlekes when the Malbus says it. When he has a question, who'll free him? And if so, also the question was, "Valocha gedivre me? Who should we paskin like Rabban or like Rab Meir?" Sholach Lei answered the back like this: "The etin l'cho machlokes. The machlokes is in a case when etin l'cho. When I'll give you the money, when the laborer accepts upon himself the other one's father. That's where it's the machlokes if you could be chayzer or not. But I'll tell you, b'mocha l'cho, then for sure you can't retract. You mean it. And even by etin l'cho." We pass at the chomim that you cannot retract, you can't retract. That once you accept it upon yourself, this person to be a dayan, that's it. Whatever he says, you have to listen to him. The Surya Masniyach, that's the way they learned the Shail in Surya. The Papadisa Masniyach, and Papadisa done like this. Omri Rabbi Chanina Abba Shalmiya, Shol Chulei mi Bei Rav, descent from Bei Rav, Lishmuel, Yilam Deinu Rabbeinu, you taught us, or teach us, Lefnei Gemadin. Is the machlekes of negamadin v'konim yodoy, and also the or this is the way he taught us that the machlekes was negamadin and also v'konim yodoy. Rashi says betchila shloyachfer in the case with negamadin, but they made a kinyan that I accepted your father to be the dayan, and I even made a kinyan that I won't be chayzer. My, what's going to be the luck in such a case? Shalach Lei sent back to him ein liyachah kinyan klum. In such a case, you can't retract either. Even lefnei gemar din, even though before we passed lefnei gemar din, you could retract, but that's only if you didn't make a kinyan. But here were two people sat down to a din Torah, and even though they accepted upon themselves the father to be a dayan, that really is posel mikra din, but since you accepted upon yourself, that's it. If you accept upon yourself, it's like a mechila. And when you made a kinyan, they made a kinyan sudar, so that's it. And that shows the real gemiras das, you have no right to retract, you can't retract anymore. See the Mishnah? The Elohein Apsulim. These are people that are posel to be a dayan or to be edus. Both of them, the posel. Hamasachas Bekuvia. Somebody that gambles, plays cards. He's a gambler. So Rashi says, Mumar explains them. And the types of Ein Gazlon and the type of a Gazlonheim. The Torah says, Al Toshesh Rosh Eid. Because Shrein Dayan, a Rosh, a Gazlon, can't be an aid, and the word that he can't be a dayan. That's called Mosinu Gemara Wai. Hamasachas Bekuvia plays, he gambles. Be a mouth of a ribbis, somebody that lends money and he takes back interest for it, he's a rusher, he can't be an aid. Be a mafriach yoinim, somebody that raises pigeons, gets he flies them also, they gamble through the pigeons. Or else the soichre shriyas, people that do business with the paris of shriyas, that's also, the Torah says you're not allowed to do business with paris shriyas, and he goes out and sells them, he's a rusher. Omri Rabbi Shimon,
Betchilo hayu koren oisan oisvei shvius. At the beginning, they used to just call them oisvei shvius. But misharabu anosim, when the goyim forced them to do it, chazul lekroisem sarchre shvius. Then they changed and called them business people of shvius. Amr Rav Yehuda, Eimasayim is nanshele umnis elahu. When do we say these gamblers are possible to be edim, if that's the whole livelihood? If they're only oisik and gambling, then the possible. Avu yesh them umnis shaloi hu ksherim. Let's say they have another business, they make panos otherwise. Just that they also gamble, then they don't come psulim. He holds they're only psulim, and that's the whole livelihood. But if they have another livelihood, then they do not become psulim. And we'll see exactly in the Gemara what the Maplekas is, why he holds this way. All right, we'll stop here.
Is about him after the Mishnah. And the Mishnah again yesterday we saw was Elohein Afsulim. These are Edim or Dayonim, the apostle, Masachek Bekuvia. That was the first one. If he's a gambler, he plays. So the Gemara says, Masachek Bekuvia, my COVID. What is he doing wrong? What's wrong here? Like Soak, he's not stealing really. He's betting or he's gambling. And he puts his money in. If he wins or loses, he's not really stealing. So what's wrong here? Where it says, Omar Romi Bar Chomo, Mushum Dehevi Yasmachto, Yasmachto Lekanya. The pshat is, when somebody puts their money in to gamble, it's an asmacht, it doesn't really mean to give it away. Like he's really samach, he thinks he's going to win. So therefore, when he loses, the pshat is, he doesn't really give away his money. So the one that takes it is like stealing. Because the one that gave the money in never thought he would lose. That's called an asmacht, an asmachto Lekanya. Rashi says, "Smachta, Hainu Dava Sheinu Noisim Leimidaitoi." He's not really giving away the money with his free mind. Ela Seimach Al Dava. He thinks Sheinoi. He thinks like really I won't have to give it away. Tisavu Shuyochel Anatzeach. He thinks that he's going to win. That's why he puts the money into the pot. But upon the Shemanatzke Noisoi, sometimes they're going to beat him. He's going to lose, and that's a shalom. Maybe that's called Gezel. That's why we hold Leikanya. Rashi says. It's like the person's holding stolen goods in his hand. That's the issa of gambling. That Yoda smacht is lekanya. The person that put the money in never really meant to lose the money. Rav Sheshes, Amar Sheshes says, Kolki hai gavna lava smachti. Sheshes Ogden says, no, that's not the pshat here. This is not called an asmachta. Ella, so what's wrong? In other words, Rashi explains the real asmachta is that you say, I'm taking this field to work on it. And you tell the guy, listen, in case I don't work on it this year, I'll pay you back $1 million. That's called an asmachta, you never meant it, because you really thought you were going to work. There you didn't mean it. But over here, when you put the money in to gamble, you know that you're not going to win 100%. You put it in there because maybe yes, maybe no. So Shesh Yisrael, it's not gezel at all. When you gamble, you're not doing anything wrong, really. Like the money you put in there, you put it in, if you lose it, you're giving it away, the other person is not stealing from you. So, if so, why is he possible to be an Eden? So, Shesh Soma, Kol Kriya Gavna, Lava Smacht, it's not called an Smacht, there's no Shalom Gezel here. Ella, the reason why it's no good, Lefi Sheino Asukim, Bi Yeshuva Shalaylam. Like he's not working in things that keep the world in existence. Like he's becoming a gamble, like you say. That's not a person we could trust. Since he's not being raised, he's not really doing an aveira. According to Rav Sheshes, gambling is not also. But Lamaisa, such a person is a vain person. He has no use in life, so we can't trust him. He becomes possible to be an aid or to be a dayin. That's called he's not being oisik in Yeshuva Shalom. So Rav says, my benai, what's the difference between Rav Sheshes, Rami Bachoma, or Rami Bachoma? Ike benayu, tigomer nusa achriti. If he has another job. So in other words, according to Rav Sheshes, if he has another job, then he's kosher to be a neder, to be a dayin. But according to Rav Chama, that he's doing an aver, it's called he's stealing, he's a Rasha, he's possibly Edus. Tomorrow says if so, like Utnan, the Tnan wrote the Mishnah. Omer Rav Yehuda, Yehuda says, the Tnan we learn, Omer Rav Yehuda, Eimosai bizman she'ein lohem umnes. When do we say these people are psulim if they have no other business? Elohu, only this. Al v'yesh lem umnes, if they have another business,
Shaloihu, not with these things, then we say Ksherim, then the Kosher. So that comes out good, like Rosh Hashanah. That's the svar of Rabbi Yehuda, that really they're not doing a rishis, they're not doing gizela. It's only that they're not being oisik in yeshuva shalaylam. See, if he has another job, it's only part time, it's only gambling. When he enjoys himself, then it'll be okay. Alma, what do we see? Time of the masisa mishrim yeshuv shalaylam. That's pshan the mishnah. That's pshan Rabbi Yehuda at least. So Mora says kash and Rami Bachoma. It's all the to kash and Rami Bachoma. And I could Rami Bachoma say that the reason why Masachah B'Kuvi is Psulim is because they're Gazlonim, so then it has nothing to do with being Oisik and Yishuv Olam. So it's not like Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah. So when it says V'chitema, maybe you tell me, Pligi Rabbanu Leid Rabbi Yehuda, what's the Bikash and Rami Bachoma? He's saying the Hezbe in the Tanakhama, that maybe the Chachonim argue on Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda at the end says, Ei Masai, when he has no other work. But if he has other work, he's kosher. But maybe the Chachonim argue, and they hold no. They hold like Rami Bachoma. So here it's called an Asmachtas Lekanya. So when you gamble, when you give in your money, you never really mean to give away the money. You always think you're going to get it back. And therefore, when you lose the money, the one that takes it is like a goslin. So maybe it's a real psul. Whether you have another business or not, still it should be possible. So Mar says, that's not true. Mar says, the Omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said that Kol Mokem Sha'omer Rabbi Yehuda,